Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, a couple of your comments to 51551. When parking on roads, you should always ask yourself if an ambulance or fire engine can get through between you and the opposite car, says Emily. On our earlier topic on concussion, I coach a youth rugby team for 15 years. I'm pleased to say that in the past decade, the IRFU have paid increased attention to concussion. And by the time I retired 5 years ago, all coaches were deeply aware of the risk and opt in favour of safety. If there's a question about it, that's in the experience of Mark Mendel there. And on pigeons. Your guests didn't sell pigeons to me, Cullum. I've spent the morning chasing them as they greedily hoover up the bird seed I throw out for the sparrows. And finally and briefly, on the same issue of pigeons, Fiona McTaggart has been in touch. She lives in Cork City. At the beginning of June, a racing pigeon with rings on the legs landed in the garden. She took the number, found the owner was based in Dublin. He said his pigeons had been racing in Cork and some had failed to return, and said, feed him. And if he got the energy back, he'd return home. The pigeon, who they are now calling Derek, is still in the garden, and they have a flock of what she calls cute hoor Cork pigeons, friends of Derek, jumping on the bandwagon and eating the best of bird seeds. And her question for the expert was, is Derek from Dublin here to stay, and does he have the proficiency to build a nest, etc., for the winter, given his sheltered upbringing in Dublin? Many thanks from Fiona Taggart. Well, we did hear from our expert that Derek may well be there to stay, because it took 2 months for Gertie, their pigeon guest, pigeon lodger, to move on. Now, our Waterford librarians are both back with us again. Jenny Loughran and Tracy McEnany are both welcome to studio. Who's going to show for the ball first? Tracy, books for adults. Is it a whale, a shipwreck, and a love story? There,
exactly.
That's quite the combo.
Yes, but before I say anything, a big happy birthday to my Uncle John in Limerick, John King, who is 91 today. We love you, John.
Happy birthday. You do know if you play a birthday request, you have to do the Just a Minute quiz.
Oh, yeah. No, later.
All right, go on.
This is A Whale, a Shipwreck and a Love Story. It's a non-fiction book. It's about Morris O'Marlan. It's by Sophie Elmhurst. It is a non-fiction book. It's 1972. It's a story about the Baileys, Morris O'Marlan. They're confident sailors. They've sold their bungalow. They decide to sail around the world. This isn't done on a whim. They're well prepared. They've been preparing for years. But they are not prepared for an injured 40-foot sperm whale to bash the side of their boat, create a hole the size of a small suitcase under the waterline. Boat goes down within the hour, and they are 250 miles north of Ecuador. They're on a raft. They're on a dinghy. But it's just, this is a book of survival and love story.
And non-fiction.
But it reads like a fiction book.
Right, do they draw a face on a basketball to keep themselves sane, or is that,
that
one's already taken?
Well, there's,
well, anyway,
they're killing sharks, they're killing birds, it's desperate
times. Killing each other.
Exactly.
The next one, people may have heard of the viral Let Them theory. What's that? Non-fiction?
Non-fiction again. I'm not really into self-help books, but I had to read this because a customer came in. It was maybe a 20-something-year-old girl, and she was saying to her mother, you have to read this. I went into the bookshop and it was $27.99, right? So it's not cheap,
yeah,
right?
No, you know. Far from it, check.
Yeah. So I got it on BarBox, so it's free. I listened to it. I am listening to it as I go into work, so I'm real calm, right? And 95% of your dreams are achievable, right? So if you want whatever you want, Colm, you can get it, right? Yeah. But it's all about control what you can control. Don't worry about the people who are bashing your name on the streets of Dublin, or don't worry about the person who got the promotion in front of you. Because do you know what? If Jenny Loughran got a promotion in front of me, I would say, well done, Jenny, and then find out, how did she get the promotion? What did she do for the promotion? She's got the blueprint, so I just follow Jenny's line.
All right, don't be jealous. Shamelessly copy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. But it's a brilliant book, and I love listening to it. Yeah. And just control the things you control, and 95% of your dreams are achievable, listeners.
Yeah, somebody should write a self-help book on how to declutter your self-help books. Jenny, an Irish debut with an audiobook version, you say everyone needs to read Ordinary Saints. Tell
Ordinary
us about
Saints
it.
By Niamh Ní Bhealán, and I listened to it. It was read by Roisin Rankin, and I want everyone I know to read this book or to listen to it, because I need to discuss my opinion of Jay, the main character, particularly after finishing it. And of course, I'm not going to give any spoilers.
No.
But it's such a good debut. It strikes, it delves into the bonds of family, shadows of grief, the weight of fate, the search for identity. Now, that sounds very heavy, but it's actually a really, really easy read. And we have our main character, Jacinta, who was brought up in a devout household in Ireland, and she now goes by Jay, and she's living in London. Her girlfriend, her friends, her work colleagues know very little about her. About her past. She kind of lives day to day. She doesn't think too much about the future or the past. She's kind of just skirting through life. But when she learns that her beloved older brother, who had died previously when she was a teenager in a terrible accident, may be made into a saint, she realises she has to confront her family, her childhood and herself. They've started the process of possibly canonising her older brother. And it's like I said, it's such a good debut. Like, it's really, really, really fresh. And it's kind of like, who gets to decide how we're remembered? Who will we become?
Who needs to canonise an Irish son when mommy has already done
exactly.
that already?
that forms a big part of the storyline.
Every mommy.
That's it. You can form a support group with every other Irish sibling on that
for
one.
For a debut, it's really, really good. It kind of goes back and forward, flashbacks and memory. Lots of food for thought about the experience of growing up in Ireland.
Okay.
Really, really good. Ordinary Saints.
Debut short story collection again, fiction, Odd Body by Rose Keating.
Yes, a very exciting new talent, and this is not for the faint of heart. There's 10 short stories, things like a woman finds herself navigating a codependent relationship with a ghost. You have a waitress who gives birth to an egg during her breakfast shift. They're just some of the bizarre but brilliant stories. Really playful, piercing prose. Rose Keating, she navigates a landscape, dreamlike, nightmares, and I don't know if I want these dreams to come true. And she lays bare the absurdities and brutalities of the feminine experience, and it pokes at societal norms. Keating, I think she's a really bold new force in Irish fiction. Another debut. Like, the talent on this island is just unbelievable. Right.
And maybe fans of Blind Boy's stuff, would they be into it?
It would be, yeah, that kind of surrealism is definitely there with Odd Body. It's really, really good. 10 short stories. I did read in a couple of days, but some people might like to pick in or put it down or read it all at once. But completely original, so fresh.
Before we go back to Tracy, she got a love of non-fiction love story, and you've got some love fiction there. Atmosphere, a love story by Taylor Jenkins Reid.
Taylor Jenkins Reid, she's done it again. So for this one now, much more comfortable reading. Get a comfy chair and get the tissues. It's a really stunning read. One of my favourites from the author. And when you've read one Taylor Jenkins Reid, you want to read them all. And of course, I know she's a huge name on BookTok, but what she does, she takes historical events and uses these as her backdrops and her settings for her novels. This one takes place during the 1980s, during NASA's space shuttle program. And there's lots of technical talk, but that doesn't put people off. Like, I know in her other book, Carrie Socho is back, it was all tennis talk. You wouldn't need to know one end of the tennis court from another, because she really explains it well. I'm very familiar what Capcom is now. But the book opens with a big event, then it goes back 7 years. And again, the format works very well. It's really, really, really emotional story. And it's very emotional. I had a good cry at the end, but it was cathartic.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll give you one before we skip on to some of the ones for younger readers, Tracy. Good Dirt by Charmaine Wilkerson.
That's very good, but you're only giving me one, so I'm choosing The Compound by Aisling Rawl, right? It's a Leitrim author, a debut. We love debuts on these show, right? This is described as, Louise O'Neill described it, and also the author herself describes it as Lord of the Flies meets Love Island. It's a really good description, right? If you like reality TV, you will love this. The show, it's a rolling competition, so the contestants are all just back in after the other contestants leave it. There's two rules. One is no violence and no talking about yourself until it gets to the last five contestants, right? So it starts off with 20. On the way, it's told from the contestants' Lily's point of view, right? 10 girls start off in the house. Then 9 guys arrive over the desert. One has been attacked by a dog. There's the other guy that was supposed to be 10. We don't know what happened to him. So he's disappeared anyway. And then it's addictive reading. It's like reality TV. I can't actually watch reality TV because it's too addictive. So this is reality TV book form.
If you like the Squid Games, maybe that's one for you.
No, this is brilliant for everybody. Honest to God, great.
Okay, we might come back to some of the ones on the list there, but Jenny, something for 4 to 8 year olds there. What would you recommend there? It's a picture book, is it? You're going for yourself?
Picture book. It's coming out at the end of this month and it's called Lantern Smoke by Dagogo Hart and it's illustrated by Anita Schmidt. I'd kind of recommend it. Like it is, picture books generally 4 to 8. It's a beautiful story. It's really, really moving. It's based on an autobiographical poem written by the author about a young boy sent away by his family to build a future abroad, to find a new place to call home. The illustrations are just marvellous and the story is told through the warmth of a lantern. Simple story of love, family resilience. Like, there was actually tears prickling now at some of the pages. They were really good. But and as they said themselves in the book, they were talking about, I was reading about the book before I had read it. It's a time when more Irish people are living around the world than ever before. And many more, of course, are coming here to seek refuge. And this little story from Dagogo, it just is a beautiful story for us all. Lantern Smoke.
Great. Grab your nearest 4 year old, put an arm around them and give it a read.
Beautiful.
And you have a graphic novel there for the 6 pluses.
Six plus Squid Squad by Aoife Dooley. And Aoife Dooley is the author of the Frankie's Worlds novels, which are kind of aimed at more the kind of 9 plus, and these ones are for a younger age category, but fans of Frankie's World will love it. We've got fun adventure. We've got Ollie, Zing and Barney. They're undersea creatures. Of course, the graphic novels are huge with children at the moment. And this one is divided into 4 short stories, or as she calls them, episodes, which will appeal. So you've pet sea anemones, mysterious noise, magical portal toilets. We all love a toilet that's a magical portal. And the layout and the format of this make it a very accessible read for all abilities. She's got really bold, vibrant art style and the most hesitant readers will be drawn in and your confident readers will fly through and devour it. They'll love it. Squid Squad by Aoife Dooley.
Brilliant. Fabulous. We're going to lep up the age range there a bit, Tracy. 10 to 12 year olds. You've got one full of cliffhangers.
Yes, love this book. I read it on the beach when I was on holidays. The Doomsday Club by Kevin Moore, a debut novel. Again, we love good debut novels. This is an excellent debut novel. Action-packed thriller about 4 friends. They find themselves in the middle of a terrifying mystery. It is only 265 pages long. It's Jack, Conan, Yash and Jerry. They're in detention because they have a fight in the bathroom. And Jack sets the school on fire. But Jack is a bit of a troublemaker, the poor lad. Now, in detention, what are you doing? Only looking out the window. So when they're looking out the window, they witness an otherworldly being coming out through a portal just across from the school, going into Mr. Kilroy's house across from the school. So they must investigate. This book has got the perfect name, as Doomsday is looming if the lads don't stop the creature.
Okay, cool. Now, I like the sound of this one, Jenny. Older teens, Cinderella is Dead.
Cinderella is Dead by Caelan Byron. I came across this one recently. It was one of those recommended reads with a shelf talker in a bookshop. And I love it when an old story is broken down and rewritten. Once it's done very well, this would be for the older teenagers, age 14, 15 plus. It's not your charming Cinderella story. It's very dark and it's where the girls finally get to decide themselves. So in this story, it's been 200 years since Cinderella found her prince, but the whole fairy tale is a lie. And our character, Sophia, knows the story inside out because they're all forced to recite it from childhood and to the night that they're sent to the royal ball, where only one will be chosen. And when one is chosen every year, the rest disappear. They're forgotten and their lives are forfeited. So Sophia doesn't want to be chosen. She's in love with her best friend, Erin, and she refuses to be treated like a prize to be won. And she escapes, she flees from her night of the ball and she ends up hiding in Cinderella's tomb. And there she meets a mysterious figure who reveals the truth. And I love it. Like, I love when stories are written for young people like this. It challenges the rules. It tells teenagers, oh, fight for your freedom, fight for your love, fight for your own destiny. But Cinderella is Dead. Really, really lovely novel for teenagers.
It won in 20 seconds, Tracy. Give us a nomination.
Piglets by Clementine Beauvais. This is Stand Up to the Bullies. Don't Let the Bullies Win. And this is all about 3 girls, very emotional novel. And it was a French translation. Muriel, Astrid and Hakim are voted the 3 ugliest girls in the school by their classmates on Facebook. Yeah, I know. Now, of course, Muriel has been on top of the list for the past 3 years. So she goes and consoles the other two. They plan a trip out to Paris. It's brilliant. Just go with it. Fight the bullies.
All right, that's our lot for today.